East Coast Breakfast.
This is a big story that came out yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, the Competition Commission have accused MTN and Vodacom of partitioning a price discrimination based on the fact that their data prices are outrageous. MTN has subsequently suffered an 8.4% share price drop. So joining us right now on the line is editor at large at My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Morning.
So, Jan, I'm going to start straight away with you and ask you this question, please. Service providers, they've been under pressure for so long. Why has the Competition Commission now decided to do something?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's got to do with the fact that that these things are like built to a critical mass, and it's about political will, right? So that all of a sudden we're seeing that we have a president that has a tremendous interest in seeing things done in the ICT sector. President Ramaphosa, by all accounts, has stepped in, and it's a very technical thing, but there's a long outstanding question regarding spectrum. It's part of this Competition Commission report that's come out as well, where the operators have been begging the regulator and the government to release radio frequency spectrum that they say they need to roll out 4G and 5G services. And President Ramaphosa has apparently stepped in and said, get this done. So finally, it's getting done. And
wow.
So
I expect
that it's a similar situation with the Competition Commission, where it's like, well, we need to do something about the fees must fall movement, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Look into this. Is there a problem?
Jan, it's Darren Maul here. So I'm loving that. Cyril Ramaphosa, Tuma Mina, getting things done. But I'm seeing a whole bunch of things on Twitter and on Facebook. Price comparisons, comparing the price of a gig of data in South Africa to similar countries, India, Nigeria, and everything. And when we.
Those are wrong. Continue.
Okay, my question is, how much more expensive are we than similar markets?
Right. So those comparisons on Twitter are almost always wrong. I'd have to look at the most recent ones to find out what's going on. South Africa tends to be more expensive than countries like India, but India also has like over a billion people in it. We're 60 million at best, and most of us, 60 million are very poor. And that's the reason, a lot of activists have been pushing for authorities like the Competition Commission to step in, saying that the practices of the mobile network operators are anti-poor. I don't agree with that necessarily. And if you look at the field, and the Competition Commission actually has a comparison like this in its own report, comparing South African prices around the world. Now, we're slightly above average in that comparison, in that graph, but we're still pretty much in the middle of the field. So prices in South Africa are actually quite average if you compare it to the whole world. In the rest of Africa, we look quite expensive. Yeah. But if MTN was on the line here with you right now, they would say, yes, you know, the Competition Commission compared MTN's prices around the continent, and South Africa comes out quite expensive. I think it's the most expensive. But South Africa also has the least amount of spectrum than any of the other operations MTN has elsewhere in the continent. And so if you just give us the spectrum, the prices will come down.
So then why has the Competition Commission decided to come down on MTN and Vodacom if they're just behaving competitively?
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting. I don't know where their advice comes from, and maybe they know something that I don't. But pushing mobile network operators to firstly give away data for free, and secondly cut their prices by 30% to 50% in 2 months, it's just going to result in a court case. Mm-hmm. It's worth so much money that it becomes worthwhile for them to take this thing to the highest courts rather than comply. And so that's the situation. Like, I know it's a bit of a downer, and people want to, you know, celebrate discounts on data prices by up to 50%. But the reality of this, and you alluded to it in your introduction, an 8% wipeout of value on the stock exchange of just one of these companies, and it's gonna get worse because what this means, a massive eradication of their bottom line, and shareholders are just going to pull out. The risk is too high.
And Jan, you just mentioned now that you probably see them taking this whole thing into court. We've heard from the Competition Commission. Have we heard from the service providers in terms of MTN? How have they responded to this?
So it's Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, so it's generally just a holding statement, and it usually is after something that's densely packed. It's a 25-page report, 24-page report, I think. So they say, we're still studying the thing, blah, blah, blah. But they've generally said, you know, we don't agree with this. We're still studying it, and we'll give our full response to this, you know, when we've gone through the whole thing. But they have already indicated that they kind of, you know, are going to oppose this thing.
Mm. Jan, I have a question, and I know you said that we shouldn't get excited about this possible 30 to 50% less that we're going to be paying. But my question to you is this. When this all goes down, how much less are we going to be paying? When will it take effect? Because this is something that really affects all South Africans.
Are we looking at a big discount or Black Friday on data?
Right. Yeah, yeah. And so it's very difficult to say, because I think what might happen in the short term is more. It could be more harm than good. As you know, court cases cost money and that sort of thing. What the operators are going to say, and what I was kind of hoping for, is that the spectrum must get released, and then you kind of see if the prices come down, because Vodacom and MTN have both promised when we get spectrum, prices will come down. Mm. So you know, a regulatory authority would look at that and say, cool, let's give them the spectrum that they have been asking for so long. Mm. Let's see if prices come down. If prices aren't moving within at most a year, then we step in, you know, with an iron heel, like the Competition Commission has done. Yeah. But the Competition Commission is kind of trying to do everything all at once. They talk about spectrum, which needs to be done, and that process has now finally begun after its preliminary report came out earlier. But then they also say, okay, and you have to give away free data, and you have to cut your prices. Mm. Yeah. But there's nothing in there about where's the money for the free data going to come from? That should be coming from taxes or USASA, for example. Yeah. But instead, what's expected to happen is the customers of you and me effectively have to fund a free allotment of data for everybody in the country. And I don't mind doing it, but it needs to be explicitly worked out how this thing is going to be funded and what the impact of it is going to be.
It's fascinating conversation. Jan Vermeulen, thank you for chatting to us. We've got your number. We will be calling you again soon.
Great stuff. I look forward to it.
There you go. Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large of My Broadband, on the Competition Commission's ruling that MTN and Vodacom must reduce pricing structures drastically within the next 2 or 3 months. Big court case looming. Will those prices come down?
Instagram for life.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking for, right?
Yeah.
It's free Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Cheaper Instagram.
No, free.
We won't get it for free, bro. We live in South Africa, bro.
What about Showmax online and Netflix on the phone?
Streaming.
I mean,
I just want WhatsApp.
Streaming for $9 a
day. I just want WhatsApp.
Oh, that's great. All right, we'll probably have that up here on our website as well a little bit later if you want to share that with everyone else. It does kind of like burst the bubble a little bit, because we were like really, really excited. I mean, fees must fall ended with free tertiary education.
For some.
And we were kind of expecting that from data must fall. But it's not like that. It's a little bit more realistic. But some good news. We'll keep you updated. East Coast Breakfast.